Electronics giant Samsung is on the defensive again over charges that one of its Chinese suppliers is using child labor and paying the children as little as $1.20 per hour. A new report from a labor watchdog group calls into question Samsung's claim that there are no children working at factories run by its 100 Chinese suppliers. Bloomberg Radio correspondent Bob Moon is with us. And Bob, so the report comes out of a group called China Labor Watch from New York. What are they saying?
Yeah, this statement was released yesterday, and it said, after allegedly inspecting hundreds of Chinese suppliers, Samsung did not find one child worker. Yet in just one Samsung supplier factory, this group CLW has uncovered several children employed without labor contracts, working 11 hours a day and only being paid for 10 of those hours. So the statement basically follows on what this group CLW, or China Labor Watch, has been pressing Samsung on for a couple of years now, and they say that Samsung is still not complying.
Right, a couple of years, because it was back in 2012 that China Labor Watch said that Samsung was ignoring the use of child labor by its Chinese suppliers.
That's right. Now, Samsung, for its part, says that it's urgently looking into the latest allegations. Samsung has said it has a zero tolerance policy for child labor, and its annual sustainability report says that it could suspend transactions with any suppliers that don't comply.
It is curious because obviously there's a discrepancy between what China Labor Watch is saying and what Samsung is saying. This has to do with a particular supplier, these latest allegations, Xinyang Electronics. And Samsung has said that a third-party auditor did conduct three inspections of Xinyang Electronics in 2013 and 2014. But didn't find any child labor during those audits. I mean, how is that possible?
Well, it's not just the CLW that has allegedly found these violations. The New York Times is reporting that one of its reporters located three young women who said that they use false papers to work illegally at this supplier, a factory that makes mobile phone components. And the Times says that these girls were 14 and 15 years old. Now, China's legal working age is 16. But Samsung has said that it wants no workers under the age of 18. And it's also significant that these girls told the newspaper they were able to use false papers because Samsung has said it's requiring all its suppliers to install a sophisticated facial recognition system, software that's supposed to detect whether the faces of the employees actually match up with their government-issued IDs.
Now, Bob, of course, this is interesting for multiple reasons. One is that Samsung is a huge global giant when it comes to mobile electronics or electronics in general, especially. And in light of all the problems that Apple had not that many years ago regarding very egregious working conditions in a lot of its suppliers' factories in China. So given all the attention that these world electronic giants have had, does it seem as if we are actually seeing, you know, marked improvements in working conditions, or maybe we haven't come as far as groups like China Labor Watch would want?
Well, it would appear that there are still ways around it in China. You have to wonder what Samsung means with "we are urgently looking into the latest allegations." Does that mean that it might shut down operations at some of these suppliers? That could, of course, crimp supplies and create big problems. Samsung is a big supplier now of wireless telephones.
Yeah, especially given that demand for these products continues to reach all-time highs year after year. Well, Bob Moon is a radio correspondent for Bloomberg. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Magna, thanks.